Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Ooh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend, Diana Fritschgott-Roth, back on the show. Diana is a great member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on 5 years as a member. She's a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. She's currently the director of economics21.org, an organization, a website, a movement that I encourage you to check out. You'll learn a lot. You'll become a lot smarter about what's going on out there in the real world. And she's a columnist. She's the author of a number of books, including Disinherited, including an outstanding book on women, Women's Figures, an illustrated guide to economic progress for women in America. Diana Fritschgott-Roth, welcome back to the show.
And it's great to be with you, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
You're always welcome here, Diana. We always enjoy having you here. So, Diana, let's talk for this segment about the progress that women have made. You wrote a book about this. Talk to us about...
Yes, it's called Women's Figures.
Yeah.
And I called it Women's Figures because I hoped it would appeal to the Playboy crowd and I'd get more sales.
Oh, I picked it up immediately.
And really, it's about the progress women have made. So it's not true that women make 77 cents on the dollar or 81 cents on the dollar when they are compared to men in the same job.
Well, let's hold... I want to hold off on that issue... to the next segment. This issue, I wanted you to talk to us about what you call the progress of women. Let's just talk about how far they've come without getting into the debate. Let's just talk about what you think what women have accomplished in the marketplace, in the workforce.
Well, women can now go into any field that they like. In the 1950s, it was legal to advertise one job for men and another job for women, the same job at different salaries. That's not legal anymore. You only had 5 to 10% of women in fields such as law, medicine, dentistry. For some reason, dentistry had an absurdly low proportion of women. People just dislike women dentists, I guess. My dentist
is a woman.
Well, I'm sure she does a great job because she has beautiful teeth.
Oh yeah, yeah. So in the 1980s. As late as the 1980s, maybe even early 90s, if a woman wanted to start a business and went to the bank to consider a loan, make a loan application at a bank, the banker would as much as not likely to say, yes, ma'am, bring your husband back in and we'll talk about it.
Right. Well, I don't know if that was legal back in the 1980s. It certainly doesn't happen right now.
But although
for some things you still need joint incomes, you certainly need a certain level of household income. If you want to buy a house, for example, if a woman says, I want to buy a house, or a man, and they don't have enough income, then their wives...
And that's a practical underwriting matter. But the point is in the last 20 to 30 years... a woman can go on her own without. It's not only the legal part of the bank loan thing. It's also the acceptance by members of the banking industry.
Exactly. Yes. So this happened in many fields, and women are, to all intents and practices, are equal with men when it comes to the choice of what they want to do and what they want to accomplish. But we still see that women make different choices from men. We have more men majoring in computer science and math. We have more women majoring in literature.
There is a debate there, and this cost Larry Summers his job at Harvard 4 or 5 years ago. Are women more likely to not go into the hard sciences because they've been cultivated that way? It's environmental, or do you think it's biological?
I think it's a matter of choice. I think that many of these fields are very antisocial. For a science researcher, you spend a long time by yourself doing your research, and a lot of women prefer more social activities. I think, I don't know if that's environmental or biological. I certainly don't know enough about that, but that just seems to be what people prefer.
Mm-hmm. An engineer, someone who's a scientist or an engineer, they think differently than everybody else, don't they? I mean, they just have a different way of thinking about it. They're usually very linear in think the way they think, aren't they?
Oh, right, yes. And certainly in the United States, women score lower than men on SAT tests by about 10 or so points. Mm-hmm. So men do seem to be slightly better at math, but that only matters when you get to the very, very top echelon.
Right.
I have a story about my daughter who's really, really good.
Hold on to the thought. I'm going to let you tell that story. And then we're going to get into the debate over pay, over equal pay. Is that necessary? Is the research accurate on this? That's what Diana's going to help us with. Diana Furchgott-Roth and I will be right back. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.